And a humble child is humble indeed. Because if you think about it, you know, if you think of a child that is humble, or a child in its humble state, it is truly humble. Because a child knows, you know, it looks up the world, everything is from the knees up in its world. You know, it's looking up at everyone. It's so down and low and so underneath in the adult world. And that's what I said. What I think is, you know, he's looking at the child in the midst of these men. Men who think they're so important. Men who are discussing how great, who's the greatest in the kingdom. And they're looking at each other and comparing each other with each other and thinking, is it him? Is it me? Shall I be great? And Jesus sits in the midst of all these men having these corrupt conversations, a little child. Now he's answered their question. Who shall be greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And the answer would be, one who is as this child. Humble. You know, as it says, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. And the humble. You know, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. The humble need, because the only way you're going to get to the kingdom of heaven is by the grace of God. There's no way man can barge his way in, force his way in, by violence get in. You know, these verses go right in the face of the misinterpretation of the violent take it by force. Oh, then who will be greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Well, the violent will be the greatest because they take the kingdom by force. No, the greatest are the humble, the meek, the self-controlled. Now, self-control is kind of an adult virtue, but it's another one of the virtues. But Jesus valued humility above all others, because you could be self-controlled, but if you don't have humility, you're still an arrogant person. You know, it still leaves a, you know, because someone, if you have humility but lack self-control, your humility will bring you self-control. You know, because by humbleness and seeking of God in prayer, these things can be obtained. All right, I keep digressing away from the stream of what I was trying to say about the, you know, entering into the kingdom as a child. We got to humble ourselves and submit ourselves to the will of God concerning his kingdom. Man always wants to force his way in, to use strong arm his way in, which is not just in the sense of, well, what do you mean by that? Not just in the sense of by my will, but by my works. You know, where you're looking to yourself to generate the energies necessary to procure a place in the kingdom of God. Though there are works done in us that make us enter into the kingdom of God. You know, it is a humble recognition that it is God who works in us, both to will and do his good pleasure. It is God who gives us faith, who prepares our hearts to be believing and have faith and to even have humility. Our hearts must be prepared ahead of time. If our hearts are filled with pride and so on and so forth, you know, we can't enter in unless God would touch us and make our hearts ready to be changed, to turn us. In Galatians 5, he talks about, you know, how that, you know, the works of the flesh, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, and this is the those who will inherit, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and such. and against such there is no law. Those kind of things, the works of humility, of temperance and gentleness, long-suffering, you know, long-tempered. It doesn't mean internally tempered, but long-tempered. Being able to bear up under much. Those who are humble before God and are believers. You know, the greatest in the kingdom. Or those who have the right to become the greatest, at least. If you are not like that, you can't even enter it. You can't even be the least in the kingdom of heaven unless you become as his child. Much less the greatest. You won't even see it. You won't enter it without becoming like this child. Humble. Humility makes you great in God's eyes. So whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. A lot of time, and the reason I want to take this for what he says, but I also want to remind you in your mind not to take it beyond what he says. You know, this is not a discussion of the merits and innocence of all children. It's just that that child possessed a certain quality, humility, that Jesus wanted to highlight. You know, we want to grow up in him, grow up in Christ, into Christ, to be men in Christ. But Christ was humble. He was the most humble man on the earth. Because never did a man have more reason to be proud, and yet so little exhibition of that pride. And the thing is, you stand up for truth these days and they say you're proud. You stand up for what's right and they say you're proud. It's like, no, that's not pride. You know, it's all about the way it's done. I mean, Jesus stood up for what was right. He rebuked the scribes and Pharisees. That was still in his humility. And that's what I'm saying, what I'm getting at is, because sometimes when you criticize people for doing not well, they say, well, you're not humble. It's like, that's not it at all. I think there's a great deal of misunderstanding about pride, what it really is. And also humility, what humility really is. Because I see a lot of false humility. Like, I would consider, for me, to say, oh, I'm not a very intelligent person.